There is not even one recorded word in sacred scripture from Joseph, the husband of Mary. This is surprising, given that he played such an important role in the story of our redemption. Everything we do know about the husband of Mary and the foster father of Jesus comes from scripture, and we can also deduce things from our knowledge of the history of the people of Israel. There are also, of course, mystics who fill in gaps about our knowledge of Joseph. We know that he was a carpenter, a working man, from the comment made about Jesus when Jesus returns to Nazareth, having begun his public ministry. The locals say, "Is not this the carpenter's son?" He wasn't rich, for when he took Jesus to the temple to be circumcised, he offered the sacrifice of 2 turtle doves or a pair of pigeons, a sacrifice allowed only for those who could not afford a lamb. We are told that he took his family to Jerusalem every year for the Passover, something that could not have been easy for a working man. Despite his humble work and means, Joseph came from the royal lineage of the great King David. The angel, who first tells Joseph about Jesus, greets him as Son of David, the royal title used also for Jesus. We know Joseph was a compassionate, caring man. We see that in the way in which he treated Mary when he discovered that she was with child, not his, and he decided to send her away quietly so as not to expose her to shame or cruelty. However, when the angel came to Joseph in a dream and told him, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife," he did as the angel told him and took Mary to his home. This showed his prompt obedience to the will of God. It took faith and courage, and went against the custom of the time to take in a woman who was with child, which was not his. He would be open to scorn and ridicule. Yet we can rightly say that Joseph was the father of Jesus, as in Jewish law, an adopted son was, before the law, son. And for the people of Nazareth, they would say of Jesus, "Is this not the son of Joseph?" When the angel came again to tell him that his family was in danger, he immediately left everything he owned, his family and friends, and fled to a strange country with his young wife and the baby. He waited in Egypt without question until the angel told him when it was safe to go back, again showing immediate obedience to the expressed will of God. We know Joseph loved Jesus. His one concern was for the safety of this child and his mother entrusted to his care. Not only did he leave his home to protect Jesus, but upon his return settled in the obscure town of Nazareth out of fear for his son's life. There he continued to be the strong, faithful, and chaste protector of the family. When Jesus, as we say, was lost in the temple, we are told that Joseph, along with Mary, searched with great anxiety for 3 days for him. And we note the delicacy of Mary's question to her son, that "Your father and I have been looking for you." While Joseph is often portrayed as a rather old man, he was most likely young when he was betrothed to Mary, as the custom of the time was for a man to seek a wife at the age of 17 to 20 years old. And as one commentator put it, "Old men don't walk to Egypt." Since Joseph does not appear in Jesus' public life, a fair and logical conclusion to make is that Joseph had died before Jesus was 30. And it is fair to assume also that he died in the presence of Mary and Jesus. Surely all of us would wish to die in such company. Therefore, Joseph is the patron saint of the dying. There is much we still wish we could know about Joseph, exactly where and when he was born, how he spent his days, exactly when and how he died. But Scripture has left us with a most important piece of knowledge about him. He was a righteous man, Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. We honor Joseph because as followers of Christ, we must fulfill the fourth commandment, honor your father and mother. and then in order to do as Christ did, we honor his father too, Joseph. St. Teresa of Avila claimed that any request she ever made of Joseph was granted. Perhaps you would join with me now in praying the Litany of St. Joseph, imploring the patron saint and protector of the universal church to intercede for us. St. Joseph, renowned offspring of David, light of patriarchs, spouse of the Mother of God, chaste guardian of the Virgin, foster father of the Son of God, diligent protector of Christ, head of the Holy Family, Joseph most just, Joseph most chaste, Joseph most prudent, Joseph most strong, Joseph most obedient, Joseph most faithful, mirror of patience, lover of poverty, model of craftsmen, glory of home life, guardian of virgins, pillar of families, solace of the wretched, hope of the sick, patron of the dying, terror of demons, protector of the universal church, pray for us. O God, who in your great providence chose blessed Joseph to be the spouse of your most holy mother, grant, we ask you, that we may have him for our intercessor in heaven, whom we revere as our defender on earth. You who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. We honor Saint Joseph, whose feast day we celebrate on this day.